This is North Shore Today for Thursday, October 12, 2017. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, the four candidates for three Salem School Committee seats stand in near constant agreement on issues in the city schools and even in how to resolve those issues. Where they differ, however, is in their approaches. That was evident at a candidates forum held in the school committee chambers Wednesday night, where visions provided the only true differentiation in discussions beyond the candidates agreeing with and echoing each other. The forum was hosted by the Salem Education Foundation and moderated by David Olson, editor of the Salem News. Though five names appear on the ballot for the school committee contest, only four were at the forum and are legitimately running for office. A fifth candidate, Jean Martin, recently dropped from the race for personal reasons after the deadline for ballot printing. More on this story written by Dustin Luca in today's Salem News. There were two political debates in Lynn last night. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, Bridget Turcott writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn that candidates for councilor at large sounded off on everything from economic development and the city's budget to public safety and the public schools in a debate that was held last night at the Porthole restaurant. A crowded room of spectators heard from incumbents Buzzy Barton, Brian LaPierre, Hong Nett, and challengers Brian Field, Jamie Figueroa, Richard Ford, John Ladd, and Taso Nicolopoulos. Voters will elect four of those candidates on November 7th. Councilor-at-Large Dan Cahill is not seeking re-election, clearing the way for at least one new at-large councilor. When moderator and former police chief John Suslick asked the candidates about public safety, they all agreed the police department needed more funding. That wasn't the only debate in Lynn. Thomas Grillo from the item staff writes that Mayor Judith Flanagan Kennedy and challenger State Senator Thomas M. McGee squared off in a first of six debates for the corner office. While the tone for the one-hour debate was calm for the most part, there were some fireworks for nearly 200 voters who attended the event at the Thurgood Marshall Middle School. Early in the evening, McGee called for an audit of the city's finances, noting that City Hall faces an $8.5 million deficit. Quote, "The question is, why do we continue to flounder when it comes to our budget?" he said. "We need a full forensic audit to see where we stand, and we need to have full transparency. The challenge is, where is the money going?" And despite suffering from laryngitis, Kennedy shot back that the city recently had a full audit she called ridiculous. The audit suggested no raises for city employees until 2022 and that we should immediately lay off as many as 30 people, she said. "That's not possible. When the matter goes to arbitration, there has never been a 0% raise. If I had laid off anyone in the fire department, we would not meet the minimum staffing levels, and our budget is transparent, and I was the first mayor to put it online." More on this story as well in the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. Mary Marcos writes in today's Salem News, for the third quarter in a row, residents in Peabody and South Linfield will see lower electric bills for the next few months. New rates will ensure that all Peabody Municipal Light Plant customer bills will decrease during the upcoming fourth quarter for the same amount of electricity consumed. This is the third straight quarter that PMLP has lowered bills across the board. The typical resident's electric bill has been around $4 cheaper since PMLP first lowered the cost in April during the company's second quarter. The savings are due to a change in the purchase power and fuel cost adjustment rates, which are modified each fiscal quarter to account for fluctuation in the cost of energy in the open market. More on the story written by Mary Marcos in today's Salem News. Adam Swift writes on itemlive.com, diners in Peabody should soon find it easier to grab a brew after work or get a drink with their meal. On Tuesday, the state Senate passed a bill authorizing 20 new liquor licenses for Peabody. The bill passed in the House late last month and now needs just the signature of Governor Charlie Baker. The city council proposed the additional liquor licenses for restaurants last year in a move to help spur economic development. As part of the deal to add the 20 licenses to the city's roll, the council agreed to spread them out throughout different sections. Tom Walsh, who does double duty as a city councilor at large and a state representative, is quoted as saying, "I think there was some apprehension about issuing a blanket 20 licenses, and that is why the council thought it would be better to identify three different regions in the city. The current plan is to have 9 of the new liquor licenses available once Baker signs the bill, 4 for the downtown, 4 for the Route 1 corridor, and 1 for the Centennial Drive area. Once those licenses are active, Walsh said the remainder will become available. While there has been a focus on downtown development by city officials in the past several years, Walsh said parceling the liquor licenses out by region ensures that no area of Peabody is left high and dry. Walsh said he worked closely with fellow state representative Ted Spiliotis, state senator Joan Lovely, Mayor Edward A. Betancourt Jr., and the city council to make a case for the additional liquor licenses. Ray Lamont writes in today's Gloucester Times, Gloucester has chosen a Quincy-based environmental engineering firm to carry out a $75,000 peer review of the Fuller School project at the applicant's expense. The peer review, sought and commissioned by the city's planning board, will be carried out by Environmental Partners Group of Quincy. It's set to offer a third-party look at Fuller Mixed Use Ventures plans for the 10.6-acre site, which include a new $20 million Cape Ann YMCA, up to 26,000 square feet of new retail space for Sam Park and Company, and a $47 million 200-unit market-rate rental housing complex being built by the Dolben Company of Woburn. More on the story in today's Gloucester Times, story written by Ray Lamont. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.